Morning Watch, Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church. Week 8, The Function of the Church, 1, The House of the Living God and the Pillar and Base of the Truth. Wednesday, Related Verses. 1 Peter 2, 4. You yourselves also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:21. In whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord. Ephesians 2:19 and 22. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. 22. In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Hebrews 3:6. But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if indeed we hold fast the boldness and the boast of hope firm to the end. 1 Peter 2:2-3. As newborn babes, long for the guileless milk of the word, in order that by it you may grow unto salvation, if you have tasted that the Lord is good. John 13:31-32. Then when he went out, Jesus said, Now has the Son of Man been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him immediately. Related reading. According to Paul's word in 1 Timothy 3:15, the church is the house of God. The Greek word rendered house may also be translated household. The family of God is the house of God. The house and the household are one thing. The assembly that is composed of the believers. The reality of this house as the dwelling place of the living God is in our spirit. We must live and act in our spirit so that in this house God can be manifested as the living God. As the house of God, the church is the dwelling place of God. Ephesians 2:22 says, In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Paul is saying that the local saints, the saints in Ephesus, were being built together in Christ into a dwelling place of God. The church, the dwelling place of God on earth, is the place in which God can have his rest and put his trust. In this dwelling place, God lives and moves to accomplish his will and satisfy the desire of his heart. Because the church is God's dwelling place, the church is where God expresses himself. The kind of person you are is expressed by your house. In his house, his dwelling place, God expresses himself on earth. This is the reason 1 Timothy 3:16 reveals that the church is God's manifestation in the flesh. He wants to practice his New Testament economy, speak forth his desire, and manifest his glory in the church. All that he is, and all that he is doing, and all that he wants to obtain are to be manifested, expressed in the church. Ephesians 2:22 tells us that God's dwelling place is in the believer's spirit. Here, Paul says that we are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. This refers to the believer's regenerated human spirit indwelt by God's Holy Spirit. God's Spirit is the dweller, not the dwelling place. The dwelling place is in the believer's spirit. God's Spirit dwells in our regenerated spirit. Therefore, the dwelling place of God is in our spirit. Our spirit is the place of God's habitation. We all need to see clearly that God's dwelling place is in our spirit, not in our heart or in our mind. Realizing that we have a spirit and that God dwells in our regenerated spirit is crucial. If we do not know how to exercise our spirit, it will be impossible for us to understand anything concerning God's house, because this house, the dwelling place of God, is in the believer's spirit. The word spiritual in 1 Peter 2:5 denotes the qualification of the divine life that lives and grows. The house of God subsists mainly by the divine life. Hence, it is a spiritual house. As believers in Christ, we need to grow and be transformed for the building up of God's spiritual house. God's goal in the believers is to have a house built up with spiritual stones, not separated and scattered stones, not even a pile of stones merely gathered together, but stones built up with one another. Hence, feeding on Christ by the nourishing milk of the Word of God is not only for growing in life, but also for building up. Growing is for building up. Although the nourishing milk of the Word is for the soul through the mind, it eventually nourishes our spirit, making us not soulish, but spiritual, suitable for building up a spiritual house of God. The Greek word translated temple in Ephesians 2:21 denotes the sanctuary, the inner part of the temple, because God's building is a living one. It is growing into a holy temple. The actual building of the church as the house of God is by the growth in life of the believers. Furthermore, the entire building of God's house as his temple, his sanctuary, is in Christ the Lord.